One of my favorite stories of all time is Alice in Wonderland. I remember watching it for the first time as a kid with this fascination that has continued to grow because I keep fueling it. This curiosity for another world and the different characters that inhabit it. So much so that Calix's first birthday was this Wonderland-themed celebration, full of teacups and upside-down umbrellas. Calix doesn't remember this first birthday of his. They all don't, I suppose, but his parents do. And I enjoyed bringing everyone down that rabbit hole, including my husband. Ever since we met, Martz and I have gone on countless adventures together, both near and far. We've braved the monstrous waves of the Itbayat boat ride to go see the Marlborough Hills in Batanes. We almost died in Sikihor because we were exploring the island on a rented motorcycle, which Martz had never driven before. Before we said I do, we explored Alcatraz like a bunch of giddy campers on the rock itself. And when we had Calix and needed to scratch that itch, we went to Bohol to sample some fried worms and see the chocolate hills. The world is so huge, and exploring it with him is pretty special to me. Our latest adventure was a 3-week Euro trip, with Amsterdam being the point of entry, hitting Milan, Varese, Cinque Terre, Florence, Tuscany, and finally ending with Rome. Here in this episode, we unpack the trip, how we did it, what we learned, and see if you can spot how many times my enthusiastic husband yawns in this last episode of Season 3. This is Mother of Fact.
Kuya Mike, I asked about your dad. I asked him if dad was also traveling, because we were on the beach, if dad was also travel kind of guy, and if he would have liked going to the beach.
No.
Yeah, that's what he said also. He said that he was a creature of habit.
Yeah.
And that he just wanted to...
Yeah. He just did his daily routines.
Yeah, and he was happy.
Work. That's basically it. Work, family, home.
Yeah.
Sabong. That's it.
I'm starting with that because there are two types of people. I'm sure there are more types of people. Yeah. Sorry. There are more types of people. But that's just like one of them.
Yeah.
Some people are creatures of habit who are happy where they are.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. And then there are people like us who
need to take a break from time to time.
Yeah. We like,
no, maybe
like
because
to go away.
This is my take on things.
Okay.
Maybe because during that time, our family wasn't really, you know, you're financially okay.
Okay.
But, right, not compared to now that we're kind of financially flexible, that we can enjoy taking time off, still giving the kids what they need.
Because that's a luxury that you're pointing out, right? Yeah.
Because when you travel, it's money that you really don't need as of the moment, or excess money. We're not the type we're not the type of couple to, you know, put in a travel fund every month. Like that type, right? May mga ganun eh.
Again, more types of
more
people.
More types of people. So we're just lucky that our financial capability is kind of flexible right now. So we get to enjoy, you know, taking a time out away from the kids.
Yeah.
As much as we want to.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe I think that time dad was just really, you know, aside from being a creature of habit, he wasn't really just, you know, to provide and, you know, wasn't really about going out and, you know, socials and that much. Traveling, basically.
Yeah. But you and I, we've been traveling since way before we had kids. So it's not just like because it's flexible, like we can do the budget travel.
Yeah, we did the budget travel.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, that's the reality with kids. If you do have kids, you're going to have to spend for a little bit more.
With them or without them.
With or without them. Anyway, do you remember the first time that we went away?
Without the kids?
Yeah, our first ever as a couple. As a couple. Because it seems like, Martz, we seem to enjoy each other's company while traveling. We've been to a lot of places, if you think about it.
Since 2006,
Yeah, our first ever, I think, was Hong Kong. You remember?
Yeah. We went, college?
Yeah. We went to Hong Kong. And then we went to these like underground sneaker shops in search for these rare Air Max sneakers. Yeah,
those were the days.
Those were the days. Hunting. We were on a mission. We were taking trains to everywhere. Everywhere.
We didn't have an itinerary talaga during that time.
Yeah.
Mm. Compared to now, you got to plan it.
You really do have to plan it with kids. Yeah. But okay, so this episode is actually about our recent solo... Are you yawning? Our recent solo trip. Solo meaning just you and I without the children. To Italy. We've done it before. It's just we didn't quite finish that trip. And so we went on this trip. And it was really nice. It was a nice trip. Something that we've always wanted to do. And, you know, I just wanted to break it down for everybody who might be thinking of doing the same thing.
Okay.
Did you enjoy that trip?
Yeah.
Italy?
It was. It was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we were always looking forward to go back, right? Because, yeah, for the record, we didn't finish our first trip there for some unforeseen
reasons. Emergency stuff. Yeah.
But, yeah, I enjoyed it. Even though we had to check up on the kids every now and then because they had online school and, you know, it's a good 3 weeks, 21 days.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's the longest we've left them. Mm. So, the first time we left them for that long.
Yeah.
At the back of your head, it's always, how are the kids doing? What are they doing?
But at the same time.
At the same time, you have to enjoy.
Italy, yeah. So, it was a bit taxing, you're right. Some parents, they can't imagine the stress or the anxiety of leaving their kids for 3 weeks. How did we do it?
We had grandma. We had mom.
Thank God for mom.
Yeah, that's a bonus living with one of your parents. It's a big plus because you get to leave your kids with someone who's capable of watching over them.
Loving them.
Making sure that they get to eat
teaching
on time.
Them, disciplining them.
Yeah,
thank God for mom. That I will say. There's a lot of debate about living with your in-laws. And as somebody who belongs to that kind of people, I have to say that that's one of the perks, is that you can comfortably say or comfortably step out of the house and do what you have to do as a person with that sound assurance na.
Yeah. For as long as you tell her in advance that, hey,
of course.
You can't surprise, we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. And you also have to put things in order for her when you leave, right? So we left while Galex was doing online school, and everybody knows how hard it is for a parent to have other things to do in life. But, you know, to have to add to that facilitating online school and then give that to a senior citizen. Like, that's a lot. And
we're lucky also our maids, our yayas are capable.
Yes.
Of teaching them. And
learning. Right? Learning. Yeah. Like a support system. A team. It really is a team, no? Team. Team 413. So everybody was working together, but there really has to be a direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think part of the reason why we were able to enjoy that trip is because we wrote down the calendar and the schedule, and everybody knew.
Nagpaka-OC tayo.
Nagpaka-OC tayo. Pero kailangan
actually,
because
nagpaka-OC ka. First time.
First time. I'm super kalat. Always. I DGAF. But I really was like, oh my gosh, this is so taxing as it is. Imagine handing it off to somebody else who knows nothing about it. But that was great. You know, that was great. There's food coming in. But okay. So let's talk about our time together in Italy, Marts. Okay. I remember there was this one morning where we woke up and we were like, ganto pala yung feeling ng just you and I again. It's been so chaotic the past, how old is Calix? 6 years, 7 years.
No, it's been chaotic because maybe
We've been evolving.
No, the pandemic really was the main annoy.
But isn't that like a time to reset, to just like,
yes, it's
chillax.
A time to reset, chillax. Yes, assess. But you're with them 24/7.
Yeah, that's true.
Diba? And then the school year comes and it's still online, it's still hybrid, so you're still with them.
Mm.
Diba? So it was a good experience because it's the first long trip that we took, just the two of us, and you know, trying to learn again from one another, not just taking care of butts to wipe or putting them to sleep and, you know, teaching them for school, bringing them to practice and everything. Walang responsibilities.
Mm.
I guess that's the main thing that I enjoyed most about the trip was, wala, you forgot everything. In a way. Diba?
Yeah.
So, from time to time, yes, you need that as a couple. If kaya, diba? If kaya financially, if kaya physically, logistics and everything, diba? Not everyone can do that. They don't have the luxury of being able to leave their kids.
Yeah, that's true. So you have to have like a good support system and the travel fund on the side. Is there anything important you learned on this trip?
For us?
Yeah.
okay lang.
I love it.
What? Why? My wife likes to walk a lot.
I do. It's a new place.
Yeah, she likes to walk a lot. I mean, given the chance, napagod ka na. Gusto pa rin niya maglakad. That's one. Sa liit na niyang yan, sa dami pa ng hakbang niya na pag naglalakad. Siya pa yung mahilig maglakad.
I want to experience it all, Marts. That's why we're traveling.
She likes to drink a lot.
Hey.
This is, no. Compared
Viva
to here.
Viva la Vino something.
Damn.
Vino la Viva.
You wouldn't do it here, but there? Oh my God.
I think I would.
It's like maybe 80% of your body there was...
Wine. So was yours. No. You were drinking with me.
Yeah, but not as much.
I think it's the mother in me, Martz. It must be the mother in me. Must be the mother in me.
Probably. What else?
Maybe you should stop talking.
Why?
No, I'm just joking.
No.
Are there any other learnings? If it's it, just say that's it.
Magaling ka pala sa domesticated life.
Sarap ng mga niluto ko for breakfast. Or gutom lang tayo.
Magaling ka, domesticated life. Magaling ka mag-plancha, maglagay sa washing machine, di ba? Ako pa itinuturuan mo, yung mga Uniqlo stuff, pag mo ilagay sa ano, kailangan mo ilagay sa...
Yeah.
Ano yan, kung hindi, magsha-shrink yan.
Super tricky ng Uniqlo stuff.
Galing. I didn't know that you could do it because here in the Philippines, you know, we have the luxury of having maids.
Mm.
So when you're there... Oh, hey, gawin mo to. Gawin mo na. Gawin mo yan. There was no choice.
Mm.
You had to do it.
Why didn't you do it?
Because I paid for the trip. That's the perks of... No, but I helped put in some of the labada.
Cleanness.
What else? Yeah, just like what I said... When you like to walk, you like to explore. So you don't really have an itinerary.
Mm.
It's more of you want to explore anything there in that area.
Yeah.
Aside from me, I'm more of a, you know, hey, let's do this at this time. Let's do this the next. Yeah. I need a plan. I need a system to follow.
A system?
Yeah, a system to follow. Mm. Or, you know, so that... Hindi sira yung araw ko, parang ganun.
Yeah. Bakit nasira ba yung araw mo dun?
Di naman. I just, you know, it's just me. It's more of structured.
Mm. What was your favorite city in Italy?
Oh, I always go to Florence. It's the Tuscan region. Yeah. Tuscany was, you know, I'd go back there again. And I just go back to Italy just for Tuscany.
Yeah. Can you imagine that there's a place like that and there are many other places in the world that are beautiful in other ways.
Yeah.
Like, how blessed are we to be able to see another part of the world in this lifetime?
Yeah, we are.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the gifts that I gave you Christmases or birthdays back was this scratch map.
Chalkboard.
Of the world. And it's so huge. And we've only scratched off like what?
2%. Maybe 1%.
Look at how big the world is. Yeah. Do you ever think of that? Like, we're right here recording this episode and there's a whole world to be seen. Isn't it our duty to, like, go around and see it?
Not really.
No, but, like, as people.
Not really.
As people. As like, people, it's just so big.
Well, end of the day, we got responsibilities.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Do you think our kids will like to travel?
If you start them early, it's not like...
I think they're curious. Like, what does it take? Because
for sure, that's why siguro my dad wasn't. My mom, even my mom, naman, it's not really a.
Yeah.
Diba? She wasn't the traveling type of person because. Well, they hardly traveled also when they were young.
Mm.
I don't know. Me and my brother, siguro. I don't know. We just outgrew that. I don't know.
But what is it about the newness of a place? Or is it the.
Wants you to go there or
like with the to travel?
I guess you see it because you see it on social media, you hear it from friends,
and then you want to see it.
Kinda. Yeah, there's, I mean, for me, that's it. I don't know, that's my reason for traveling. Din naman, eh. Like, that's why we went back, and then that's why we keep going back to certain countries.
Yeah,
diba? Yes, there are a lot of countries, but you know, come on, you only go to all of the countries. Piling-pili lang talaga.
Yeah. We just got back from a family trip on the beach. And, you know, here with the three kids. And it was one of those times that it's just the five of us without any help.
And it was a good one.
It was a good one. It was
yes,
a good
there
one.
Were some days na, syempre, pagod na and everything. But, you know, it's an experience that I was thinking now, oh my gosh, we're going to be so busy just handling the kids.
Yeah.
You won't have time to, you know, spend time at the beach and everything. Mm. But we did it. We had a good time.
We did. We've been traveling ever since we had Calix.
Yeah.
And then we had Dylan and then Elijah.
Even though kasi they don't appreciate, well, Calix does at his age and Dylan. They won't remember it, maybe, but it's that immersion, I guess, in a different culture, in a different place, in a different setting. That's maybe that will make them, you know, love traveling eventually in the future.
Tips on
leaving the kids.
Nah, leaving the house, leaving the kids and being with your partner.
Yeah, so just make sure first, number one, just make sure that when you leave your kids, everything's in order.
Everything's in order.
You have a calendar or a to-do list or a checklist, a daily to-do list of their schedules, everything. Because, yun nga. You're leaving them with either your yayas, your brothers, or your lolas and grandparents. They're not really accustomed, diba, to
your routine.
Yeah, your routine. So that's one. Number two, leave emergency money for them so that whether they need to do groceries and everything, just make sure, you know, they can do that. Number three, just enjoy the time with your partner. You know that it's going to end when you get back again. So as much as possible, try to appreciate the moment that you're together. Try to rekindle that experience of just the two of you again. Because I guess you need that in relationships.
And it can get busy.
Yeah. Right? You need that in relationships because sometimes, most of the time, you don't really get to talk to one another.
It's true, babe.
As much as possible because wala. It's a 24/7 job with the kids, and not and aside from you having your career, me having my career also, that's a different ano pa? That's a different
noise
time. Oh, that's yes, a different right. No, it takes a lot of your time as well
and energy.
Yeah, so just try to appreciate the moment with your other half because seldom you're gonna be able to go back.
It's true.
It's seldom that you'll be able to go back together or spend time together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just follow whatever she says.
What? What?
Just follow whatever she says.
No, but that's so
the
important.
The wife always
though.
Right. Happy wife, happy life.
Ganda na sagot sabay. Nag-revert.
Pero totoo naman, happy wife, happy life, di ba?
You realize that?
Yeah,
did you realize that? As a married man for how many years now? Is it true?
Yeah, I can say it's true.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because it's true. And it doesn't even have to be a trip. It doesn't have to be international. It doesn't have to be a flight. It can be as simple as this.
Yeah.
Right? Just a few
locking the door,
letting the door.
Kids, letting
dyan muna kayo, mag-uusap lang kami. It can be this.
Yeah.
I don't think we've unpacked our trips and what we felt because now we had to hit the ground running. And
oh, you come back,
scoop it up again. Ah. You know, but I really did enjoy all the gelatos and all the pasta and all the walking and the tours. I really did enjoy it. Their experiences that I will cherish
forever. Yeah, a very cultural, historical trip as well.
Yeah, it really was. So, you're right. Happy wife, happy life.
Sana all.
Sana all. Yeah, so thank you for the tips, Marts, and thank you for this episode.
Thanks for tricking me to guest in your episode.
I didn't trick you. It's all planned.
And that's a wrap for season 3. Thank you for keeping Mother of Fact in your podcast rotation. It's been nothing but insightful since the beginning, and I couldn't have done this without the help of the guys of Anima and, of course, all of you listening right now. So here's to more comforting conversations ahead.